questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRabi English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. We have a very special guest speaker for today's program, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about keeping vigil during the night as an Islamic ritual, and whether we can say this act has any positive effects and benefits for a Muslim lifestyle or not. First of all, give us some details about, we can say, the meaning of keeping vigil during the night, or tahajjud, as some they call it. What is it exactly?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Before answering your question, I would like to refer to the fact that although it is highly encouraged for Muslim to act upon this deed, but at the end of the day, this is a recommended deed.
Yes.
So if it leads to us, not being able to act upon an obligation, it means that it is not a recommended deed anymore. So imagine, of course, some people may look for excuses not to do tahajjud. This is another story. But my point is that if you are going to keep vigil during the night, but in the following day, you are not able to act upon your responsibilities. For example, when you go to school, you feel asleep, or when you're going to your office.
Yes.
Or before that, you're not able to wake up for your morning prayer. So I said that because the verses and the narrations that I'm going to share, all of them, they are referring to the importance of, tahajjud, keeping night vigil. But we shouldn't forget that at the end of the day, this is a recommended deed, and we should pay more attention to the obligations.
That's right.
Usually, a tahajjud is referring to being awake from midnight. I'm talking about shar'i midnight, the time that Isha prayer is, the time for Isha prayer is over.
Yes.
Which, for example, in Iran is around 11:15 to 11:30 p.m., until the time for Adhan Astor, for a morning call to prayer. So this is the time for tahajjud, usually speaking, based on the narrations. So in and of itself, keeping vigil in some nights is recommended, like the Laylatul Qadr, for example. Even if you may not do anything, but keeping vigil in that night, during that night, is recommended.
Yes.
But except for such nights, then keeping vigil means to, be engaged in acts of worship. It can be anything. It can be reading a book, for example, which is helpful for your religion.
Yes.
And it can be reciting the Quran, reciting the
du'as,
supplications.
For example.
Yeah, sure. And more important than all, Salatul Layl.
Yes.
Which is in 11 rak'ah. 4-2 rak'ahs under the name of Salatul Layl, then
yes.
1-2 rak'ah under the name of Salatul Shaf, and 1 rak'ah for Salatul Witr.
Yes.
This is Salatul Layl, which is very recommended in the narrations, and by great scholars, they have talked a lot about the importance of Salatul Layl.
Yes.
So when we're talking about tahajjud, it means to be awake, at least during a part of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And even when it comes to the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not ask the Prophet to keep awake the whole night.
Yes.
I will share some of the verses.
Yes.
And it can be a lesson for us that we had other obligations during the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be, different.
Yes.
From one person to another, but usually maybe half an hour, 20 minutes before the, morning adhan. It could be a great opportunity.
Yes.
For us who are, during the day, we have.
Yes.
So many involvements.
Yes.
We have no free time.
Yes.
No private time to talk to God. That could be the best time During the day.
This was my question, that in comparison to the past, people are so much busier nowadays.
Exactly.
In the past, people, we can't say, did not have so many engagements. Nowadays, they are. But it's still, this tahajjud,
exactly.
We can't say, even in the simplest form, for example, which is the morning prayer, isn't it? Salat al-Subh, isn't it?
As I mentioned, technically speaking, Salat al-Subh is not called tahajjud anymore.
Yes.
Tahajjud is until the time for morning adhan.
Morning adhan, that's right.
Of course, that time is also very important for
yes.
those people who may not be able to wake mm-hmm. up before that. It
yes.
could be a good opportunity. But as a technical term, tahajjud is from shar'i midnight till adhan.
Okay.
Adhan, morning adhan.
And why the night has been selected for doing such so? Does a person cannot do, for example, tahajjud during the daylight or something?
I think all people all around the world, they can agree that there is a kind of tranquility and calmness during the night.
Yes.
Because the majority of the people are asleep. And now you have a free time, free from all the involvements, being the kids, for example, TV shows, and
yes.
so on and so forth. And you have a very, good silence during the night. And this is the best time for having a private time to talk privately to God, to think about your actions, and so on and so forth. Having said that, let me share some of the verses and narrations about the importance of tahajjud. As I mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding the Prophet to do tahajjud. This is one of the differences between the Prophet and other people. For the Prophet, keeping night vigil is one of the obligations, which shows the significance of this action. But for other people, it is a very recommended deed. Allah says in chapter Isra, verse 79, وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةَ لَكَ. And keep vigil for a part of the night as a recommended deed. حَسَىٰ أَن يَبْحَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. It may be that your Lord will raise you to a praiseworthy station. And there are different explanations for this. Maqam Mahmud, praiseworthy station. This is the reward for the tahajjud of the Prophet.
That's right.
And also we have in chapter Ali Imran, verse 87, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. Those people who ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness during ashar, which means, the time before the morning adhan.
Yes.
And according to the narrations, the closest you are to the time of the morning adhan,
yes.
the most reward you will receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
Again, regarding the righteous people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. They do not, sleep a lot during the night. They
yes.
keep vigil for a part of the night.
That's right.
وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. In chapter Dhariyat, verse 17, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness during sahar, during
That's
the
right.
time before morning adhan.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
But in most of the cases, this is not, we can't say, a habitual behavior of the Muslims to do tahajjud. And mostly when you get to the Irfani, mystical, we can't say, trainings or akhlaqi trainings, you can find them. First, I do want to ask you, is this tahajjud done by all the Muslims? And can it be done by all the Muslims? For example, our Sunni brethren also believe in that? Or no, it is only specific to the Shiite ones?
Because of the fact that it is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran, and I shared some of the verses, it means that it is a recommended action in the views of all Muslims,
mm-hmm.
both Shia and Sunni,
okay.
and there is no difference in this
yes.
regard. And when it comes to the narrations, we have narrations in both Shia
yes.
and Sunni collections of hadith
right.
about the importance of night vigil.
Yes,
I may share a couple of these narrations in our sources. For example, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسَلَاتِ اللَّيْلِ. The Holy Prophet is using عَلَيْكُمْ, which might be understood as an obligation, but it is referring to the greatness and significance of Salatul Layl. As I mentioned, maybe the most important action, recommended action to be done during Tahajjud is Salatul Layl, those 11 rak'ahs that I talked about. So the Holy Prophet says that take care of, pay attention to Salatul Layl, walaw rak'atan wahida, even if it is only one rak'ah of prayer.
Yes.
This is in Kandul Ummal, volume 7, hadith number 21431. And we know that this is a Sunni source. In another verse, in another narration, the Holy Prophet addressing Imam Ali alayhi salam, which is very meaningful for us,
yes,
repeats for three times that Ya Ali, O Ali, alayka bi salat al-layl, alayka bi salat al-layl, alayka bi salat al-layl. So the one who is addressed is no one but Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Yes.
And he's asked by the Prophet to pay attention to Salatul Layl three times. Bihar al-Anwar, volume 87, page 157.
That's right. So give us some practical guidelines in order to do tahajjud during the night.
To answer your question, I may refer to some of the obstacles for people who want to wake up for Salatul Layl, but they claim that they are not able. The obstacles are mentioned in the narrations, and maybe if we remove such obstacles, then we can be hopeful to be able to be awake, at least during a part of the night. Sinning is the main obstacle for the believers. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, "Inna ar-rajula la yadhnubu dhanb fayuhramu salat al-layl." Explicitly, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is referring to the fact that sometimes you commit a sin, and the punishment for that sin is that you are deprived from Salatul Layl.
That's right.
So this is in Ghurar al-Hikam, page 420. So we cannot, during the day, be free committing all kinds of the sin and then claim that, oh Allah, I want to be awake during the night for Salatul Layl, but I do not have any tawfiq, any succor to do that. So before that, you need to take care of your actions during the day. And this is mentioned by great mystics. For example, there is a story about Ayatollah Behjat, for example, Rahmatullah Alayhi. He is referring to this because some people told him that we are not able to keep vigil during the night. And he said that the main reason for that is committing the sins.
That's right.
And one of the important sins in this regard is lying. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Inna ar-rajul la yakdhibu al-kadhba fayuhramu biha salatul layl." Sometimes you just tell a lie. Of course, this is a very serious sin.
Yes.
And then because of that, you would not be able to practice Salatul Layl.
And it is not so that you keep vigil during the night, but you continue your ordinary life, your usual, for example, system of lies or something like that during the day.
That's the point. That's the point. I mean, the whole philosophy or for keeping... Yes. Thank you for asking this question. The whole philosophy of, doing tahajjud is to think about your actions. Otherwise, if you just wake up and say a couple of rak'ahs without paying attention to the meaning and so on and so forth, it may have some rewards, but it may not change your life. So the whole philosophy of this special time is to have a free time to think and to ponder over your actions. The next obstacle is oversleeping. There is a narration from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, who says that, إِيَّاكَ وَكَثْرَةَ النَّوْمِ بِاللَّيْلِ فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ النَّوْمِ بِاللَّيْلِ تَدْعُ الرَّجُلَ فَقِيرًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Be away from oversleeping during the night. One of the results of that is that you would be a poor person on the Day of Judgment.
That's right.
So nowadays we see that many people, they keep awake late at night.
Yes.
And the same people, they say that, okay, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before going to sleep to wake up before Adhan, before morning Adhan, to do Salat, to read Salatul Layl. But man, you're sleeping at 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. and you cannot expect yourself to be again wake up, at 5 a.m., for example.
You have to change your lifestyle.
That's the point.
That's right. Okay.
Overeating is another obstacle, which is explicitly mentioned in the narrations. So if you want to be able to have this tawfiq of Salatul Layl, you need to avoid overeating and gluttony.
Yes.
As you rightly mentioned, we need to change our lifestyle too. That's right. And the last one that I would like to share is pride and haughtiness. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we are too proud of our good actions.
Ujb, we call it.
Exactly.
That's right.
I'm talking exactly about ujb.
Yes.
You may do a couple of recommended actions. Maybe you do Salatul Layl for a couple of nights, and then you have this ujb that I'm among the chosen people. Mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves me the most. So the same ujb, the same pride may prevent you from the tawfiq of Salatul Layl in the following nights.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh. Especially in the modern world, we have to really change our lifestyle if we want to be spiritually grown up. And we find a spiritual development. And as you said, tahajjud without tafakkur has nothing to do, you know, just keeping vigil during the night, doing this and doing that parrot-like thing does not get anywhere. You have to see the benefits and the influences of this tahajjud during the daytime, in your interaction with the people, in your workplace, in your interaction with the family members, your children, wife, you know, and all the friends around.
Yeah, that's true, but it doesn't mean that at the end of the day it is without any kind of effect.
Okay.
I believe that, to some extent it may change your life, or at least the least is that you may get some rewards for that recommended action.
That's right. Thank you much, Sheikh Hermi, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of keeping vigil during the night or tahajjud.
My pleasure.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن.